Many people receiving CalFresh food assistance took a big financial hit in April as the federal pandemic-era bump in benefits expired, leaving some with as little as $23 a month to spend on food. A bill to raise the minimum benefit to $50 gets a hearing before the State Senate Human Services Committee next Monday. Mona Prager from Reseda says her benefits were cut in half.
It's hurt me tremendously because I am a cancer patient and it's affecting my being able to pay for medications out of pocket.
Advocates for the bill say the investment is necessary to avoid a huge hunger cliff now that federal benefits have been slashed. Opponents cite budget concerns, as the change could cost the state about $95 million a year. Nancy Olney and her husband lived in Monrovia. She says she receives state disability payments while she battles cancer, and he relies on workers' compensation benefits.
Before, with COVID, we were getting more than $400 a month. And now that that's over, they dropped us to $24 a month. On top of that, my landlord raised our rent almost $200. So we're really, really struggling to stay in the home and keep food on the table.
State Senator Caroline Menjivar, who wrote the bill, says other states like New Jersey have raised their minimum benefit to $95 per person.
We're not saying that that's the magic number to be able to survive. I'm just looking to start the conversation. It's the first step.
Menjivar estimates the change would benefit 700,000 low-income Californians in one- or two-person households, mostly seniors and college students. This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.